Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. Well, that's the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in beautiful Woodlands, Texas, which is just north of Houston, and having a great time here. Introducing you to some really smart people, like our new friend Michael Berman, Chief Operating Officer of Outside Ventures, LLC. And what Mike does is he helps people find the capital that they need. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the Outside Ventures.
Outside Ventures is a parent company for several different operating businesses, all in B2B services. I thought this morning, because it's most topical and timely, we would focus on our merchant services business, which is founded on credit card processing, but really attacks all the ancillary issues that merchants or small businesses would find back of their counter as opposed to in the storefront, and most notably today, our merchant cash advance business line.
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you seeing across the landscape out there when you talk to your customers? Are your small business customers being impacted directly by the credit crisis that we've been that the bigger boys have been experiencing over the last few weeks and months?
Absolutely, and I think the most insidious part about it is I would compare this to that old analogy of the frog in the pot. Many of the small businesses in the United States are like that frog in the pot, where they put the heater on maybe a low burn, and the water starts to warm up a little bit, and they feel comfortable and they feel cozy, and they read the newspaper stories or see things on the news that affects Bear Stearns or affects Fannie Mae, and say, well, it doesn't bother me. Of course, that temperature continues to boil, and the frog is sitting in that pot, and then one day, at some point which they didn't expect it, it comes to them. And what seemed to be a global issue, a Wall Street issue, is very much a Main Street issue, and oftentimes we see some very good businesses, some very hardworking Americans really getting singed, really getting burnt, and really getting hurt. And our objective, of course, is to make sure that doesn't happen to them.
One of the things that I noticed, part of my advice to my audience over the years, Mike, has been to tell every small business owner that almost regardless of their size, even if they're very small, that they should have at least two relationships with banks, two banking relationships. And I've said that one of them, in fact, I believe it should be your prime relationship, should be with an independent community bank. What do you think about that?
I think that historically has been true. I think what merchants or small businesses today really need to focus on is also having an outlet in the non-traditional spaces. We don't know. I wish I was smart enough to be able to predict what's going to happen in the banking system across the country. We've seen 15 banks fail so far in 2008. The credit crisis, of course, means that the senior lenders are not putting money into these smaller community banks. The two largest SNLs, Washington Mutual, of course, has disappeared from the face of the earth. Last night it was announced that Santander is purchasing Sovereign. So it really changes the landscape in a way which is unprecedented, and I don't know where that goes. Our objective is to do exactly what you advocate, but to provide a different level or alternative level of financing and give the small businesses an outlet which is there, which is available. We do have a significant amount of cash to put into their pockets so they can continue to run their businesses and help them manage out of future receipts as opposed to taking a loan.
Your type of resources is our kind of resources, and one of the reasons I'm very happy to have you on is because I like telling my audience about resources that they typically, you know, many of them don't even know exist. Now, when you talk about the services you provide, does that include factoring, basic what we used to call factoring?
Absolutely. It is credit card factoring. That's well said. And credit card factoring basically allows a small business to qualify for 1.5 times their average monthly credit card receipts to get cash up front, and then their payments is not deducted on a traditional loan schedule. It's not even considered a loan. It's not something which shows up in their credit report. And what they do is they pay back out of their nightly credit card receipts. So it's very painless, it's very seamless, and it gives them working capital for any number of uses, especially in this very volatile time.
But you provide them with about 50% leverage over their. So if they're taking credit cards at the counter there, and every night you allow them to leverage that 50% more, and then pay that back. How do they pay that back with a premium, right?
It's a premium, exactly. It's a factor rate. Depends on the type of deal which is structured. We try and customize it around every single business. But it comes out of the nightly credit card receipts so that they're not taking money out of a bank account or taking it out, which we see very unfortunate happening now, out of their personal finances. Some people are dipping into their 401ks.
Right. And the factor, the premium interest rate, so to speak, is on the 50%, right?
Yes, it is. It's not on the amount they get funded.
Just the part that they're leveraged. If they go, do you wash it every night? Do you wash it through every night? You clear it out every night?
Yes, sir.
I see. And you do
when
this
they
through
back their credit card.
Do you wash this through a bank transaction, or is it a direct transaction?
It is taken from the credit card processing, and one of the things which sets us apart is that we are a self-contained full-service company.
So redirect their processing, don't they? Instead of you actually intercept the
exactly.
You're their connection to the bank. You're the processing connection to the bank, not one of the others that just strictly is a processing a company.
Exactly. We are a processing company that provides cash advance, which makes it a very easy transaction, very manageable,
and of course,
for the merchant, that reduces the number of companies that they work with.
So, folks, you have for some reason the name has left me of people, companies that just do processing, check processing. Give me the name quickly.
First Data is, of course, the largest.
Yeah,
First
okay,
Data
all right.
is a KKR company.
Yeah.
What you
so,
see, and
so
it's
those,
a very
those
interesting.
Companies, so if you want to connect... if you want to take credit cards and have that money deposited in your bank, you have to have an intermediary to intercept that, to do the processing, the approval, all that. Then they put that into your bank account. Mike's company is like that, only they offer this one extra service, at least one extra one, that might give you a little extra leverage, folks. You wouldn't have to go to your bank for that. Come back, we're going to talk about different applications of this idea right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mike Firm is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame. Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Michael Berman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's Chief Operating Officer for Outside Ventures, LLC. Mike, give us the website, please.
Well, our merchant services businesses really would be at two operating unit names, which I talked about earlier. The first is Tribal, T-R-I-B-U-L, online.com. And the other, the cash advance business we've been speaking about, is Second Source Funding. That's the number 2ND, sourcefunding.com.
Okay. Now, so you were talking to us a minute ago about the concept of using credit card clearing to also add another layer of service on there, which would be leveraging 50% of that. Now, do you take collateral? Do you require some kind of collateral for that 50%? Because otherwise, all you really have is access to the base credit card receipts.
No, we do not take collateral. In fact, it's so untraditional. It is not a regular loan, and that's probably the most difficult thing for those that have not been acclimated to this service to really get adjusted to. What we do is we review the prior 3 months of credit card statements to get an understanding of that business, and then we will process the merchant cash advance based upon that. we will do a very, very small, slight background check. We'll talk to the landlord to make sure that the small business is actually paying their monthly lease. We'll do a quick UCC in some cases just to make sure that everything is copacetic, and then we'll proceed that way. We'll proceed and provide that cash up front to the small business just based upon that very slight background check. In often cases, there's also a site inspection.
How unique is your service? Are there other people doing what you're doing? Do you have competitors?
Sure. There's any business that doesn't have competitors is probably a lousy business, as you know. Yes, there are several competitors, and this is a growth business right now. We are, if not the largest, one of the couple three largest originators of merchant cash advance in the entire United States.
That's the terminology. Merchant cash advance, that's the term.
Yes, it is. Merchant cash
advance. That's sort of the nomenclature of your industry.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
merchant
it is.
Cash advance, ladies and gentlemen. And so what I'm encouraging people to do, Mike, at this point, is, you know, folks, if you have credit card receipts, if you do business with credit cards, more and more people are, and you would like to find alternative sources of leverage of credit, you know, and this might not be adding layer on top of layer. It might just be that you'd like to, you know, I encourage people to diversify. I encourage people to lease when it makes sense. I encourage people to rent when it makes sense. I encourage people to borrow money from their bank when it makes sense, or borrow money from an automobile company when it makes sense. I mean, you don't need to put all of your leverage in one basket. We've learned that the hard way recently, haven't we?
You're absolutely right by that. And any time, in any environment, and I think we've come back to those fundamentals, cash is king. Or in today's world, cash is king or queen. Cash being king means that a business that does not have available cash on hand is at risk. We've certainly found that out with the meltdown in the credit markets. Our ability to provide small businesses through the second source funding operation an available stockpile of cash which they can use at their discretion, whether it is to invest in the business, whether it is just to hold on to and use in case there is some kind of an emergency, to purchase inventory as we come into the holiday seasons, whatever the case might be, that ability to get them a reasonable amount of cash and to get it for them in an easy supply at a pretty rapid rate is significant.
What if I don't need it right now, but I'll go ahead and use your business, or a business like yours, and is the availability what my most recent deposits, or could we establish some kind of a credit line that, you know, maybe I need some money in 2 weeks, for example, maybe to pay taxes or something, but maybe at that moment my collections are off from where they are today. What do you do about that?
That's a very interesting question and very timely, because a small business does not have to go to the max. In fact, many of the companies that we're talking to today are not quite sure. So we put them in a try-buy program, which says, look, take $2,500, take $5,000, take a small manageable amount, trot it out for 60 days. If it doesn't work for you, don't like it, you don't have to continue. However, you can look at that as an ongoing line which you can tap into using the merchant cash advance concept through second source funding as a way to fund your business going forward. So we see a lot of creative uses for it, and that's been something the market has embraced.
What's the debt service structure? How do you repay it?
Strictly out of the receivables, the credit card receivables.
I mean, is there a schedule of some kind?
No, it's not a loan. Okay. And so when they batch their credit cards, that's when the proceeds get deducted.
What is the comparison of the premium to say interest rates? How does it compare?
If you did it on a straight interest rate comparison, it would be considerably higher. However, it's not a fair comparison because we have two totally different products. It's almost like saying, you know, gas is very expensive. I traveled to Pennsylvania yesterday, and I was paying, you know, near $4 a gallon for my gas. And, of course, we all fret and pull our hair about it. But on my drive down from Connecticut, where I live, to Pennsylvania, I also purchased several bottles of water. If I were to convert those bottles of water into a gallon, I'm paying like $12 a gallon for water.
Hey, Mike, give us the website again quickly, please.
Tribal Online, T-R-I-B-U-L, online.com, and Second Source, 2ndsourcefunding.com, are our two.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.